Now, you remember the types of bread they used to make? You don't bake bread much anymore.
Well, whole wheat, rye. I used to make bran bread.
Is there any way of distinguishing what you would call this kind of bread as opposed to, the kind of bread you'd buy in a grocery as opposed to the kind you make at home? One would be homemade, probably.
Well, one would be homemade, and the other, well, I think if you were going to distinguish, I'd say bring me a loaf of white bread, probably, to distinguish. That would be your wheat bread, then.
White bread would be wheat bread.
Yes. Huh? Mm-hmm.
But did you ever say, well, this is homemade bread, but that is...
That's bakery bread.
Bakery bread. And,
I guess it's a little really homemade bread. It's mostly all bakery today, isn't it?
You would never say store-bought bread?
No. Mm-hmm.
Now, are there other kinds?
I might say I bought the bread at the store, but...
Yes. I see. If you used baking powder, would there be any different kind of bread as opposed to, or do you use baking powder?
Well, let me see. Baking powder biscuits.
That would give biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And you call them baking powder biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Baking powder biscuits, yes.
Now, what would a bun be?
Well, now a bun would be light bread that has yeast, I would say. A yeast bread.
And a roll?
And that would be, of course it could be either, but I think rolls, well, let me see. I think the rolls that I would really call rolls were made with yeast.
So that would be something similar
mm-hmm.
to a bun.
Mm-hmm.
You'd use them, for example, you could have rolls or buns for breakfast either.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Say sweet rolls.
Of course, if I was going to designate that, I'd say we'll have sweet rolls or cinnamon rolls, we might, you see.
That would
I often make cinnamon rolls.
A type, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what would you put a piece of hamburger into? A roll?
Into a bun.
A bun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Interesting variations of this. You ever hear of bannocks?
I've heard the word, but I don't know. I wouldn't use it.
Rim?
Rim? Rim of the rim of a pan or the rim of your glasses?
But not a type of bread.
No, okay. No.
Or a wasp nest or anything like
that?
No.
All
right. Did you ever make bread out of cornmeal?
Yes, I should say cornbread. And that's good, too.
I like it. Do you have any other words for it? Like,
There have been. What would they use this? I always call it cornbread. But
Johnny
cake.
That mm-hmm. would have been used mm-hmm. in your
yes.
group. Okay. Now, a thing that has a hole in the center is a what?
I don't know. Some people would call them fried cakes, but I always spoke of them as donuts.
Some people would call it a cruller, too. Would you have done that? Was there a difference?
Well, I think a cruller is a little different than a donut.
Mm-hmm. No hole in the center, maybe.
It would have a hole in the center. Yes, it could, a cruller. But it's different pastry entirely than a donut would be. It's very, very rich and... it would fall to pieces almost in your hand, while a donut is firm.
A lot of fat.
Yes. They're very delicious.
Mm-hmm. Now, the kind of cake you might have at breakfast with syrup.
Be coffee cake.
Or the kind you put syrup on and eat with sausage sometimes.
Yes, that would be pancakes. Or some people would say griddle cakes. Mm-hmm. But I always spoke of them as pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, if you bought some sugar by the bag, straight,
yes.
You might say the bag weighed
2 pounds. Be very likely to be more than that. 5 pounds
five
sugar
pounds.
Bag.
I guess I better change that to 5. It's more realistic.
Yes, I believe so.
What did they used to use to make the white bread rise? I think you said this a minute ago.
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. And there are 2 parts of an egg. Let's say there are 3 parts. The shell and
yes,
the other 2.
The yolk and the white.